Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Applause Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. We've got a good show for you tonight with Larry Chance, the lead singer of the Earls. Also, we got some good news. Hamilton Radio has picked up our show, the Applause Radio Show, and we're going to be going with them. And the Hamilton Radio is one of the largest internet radio stations in the world, and will be heard all over the world. And I want to thank Joanne for all our hard work to get us to this point. And I also want to congratulate all our guests, because now they're going to be heard all around the world. So we're waiting for Joanne to call in, and hopefully she'll call in pretty soon with Larry. And you guys all remember that song, Remember When. It was a gigantic smash hit. And till this day, it's played on all the oldies radio stations, and it sounds just as good as it did when it came out all those years ago. So hopefully we'll hear from Joanne, and we'll get her on the line soon with Larry. But how's everybody's summer going so far? It's been a hot one, and you know, I guess everyone's getting ready to go back to school and to work and to get back to business again. So if you want to give us a call tonight, our call-in number is 646-478-0999. And again, tonight we have Larry Chance from the Earls. And he's been pretty busy doing his stuff with the Earls. And I guess he's doing some solo stuff. We'll have to find out. So if you guys have any questions for him, that would be fantastic. And we're still waiting to get Joanne on the line, so we'll see what happens, and we'll just hang out and we'll wait. But that's great about the Hamilton Radio, and if you want to check it out, it's Hamilton Radio, HamiltonRadio.net. And I guess we'll find out when we're going to be on the air with them. We haven't gotten the schedule yet. So you guys just tune in and listen. You can check our website, which is theapplauseradioshow.com, and we'll have updates on there. And you can also check out our past shows. We revamped a little bit, and you can go on there and you can go to the past shows, and you can listen to all the past shows that we have on there. Some great guests. And you can stream them when you want. You don't have to stay glued to the computer or your listening device to see that. And I noticed that a lot of people are doing just the podcasting now, and they're listening, streaming it in their car while they're driving or when they want to listen. And a lot of our callers wonder why no one calls in during the show. It's because they're out doing something else and they catch up on. On a later date, that they're able to, call us, or listen to us at their leisure, which is great because I do that myself. I'll drive to work back and forth, and I'll put the podcast on or a show that I want to listen to. And if I stop the car, I just put it on pause. I don't miss anything, and I think a lot of people are doing that these days. And I think we have Joanne and Larry on the line. Is that true? Joanne, are you there?
You have me. I am trying to reach you, Larry. I don't know what's going on, but I will keep It's good evening, everybody.
Maybe you forgot.
Right. Good evening, everybody. Happy Labor Day weekend. And tonight we have Larry Chance. He's the lead singer from the Earls. And trying to get on a second and more time. How are you
maybe
doing tonight,
maybe we'll
Joe?
Get him.
How
we're
you doing
doing pretty
tonight,
good,
man?
Joanne. We're
good,
doing good.
Good.
We're doing good. I was just telling everybody about Hamilton Radio picking us up. It's the world's largest internet radio station, which is fantastic.
It's wonderful.
Now, I looked on their site, and I haven't seen our show, what day it's going to be, so I guess they're going to announce that and so we could tell our listeners when they can tune in to listen to it on Hamilton Radio, correct?
Yes. Well, I'm going to actually need to speak to Gene tonight after the show and see what's going on so I can tell everybody how to get to the information they want to get the show. I do know I saw him post that I think we're on at midnight. I'm not sure. But let me, I'll find out from him. Unfortunately, I've been trying to call him all weekend. I just didn't get a chance, unfortunately, with the work and everything. But how would you enjoy that weather today?
Oh, it was nice out today, you know.
Oh, I know.
After the 90-degree humid weather that we had the past couple of weeks, it's been pretty nice. So, you know, I'm looking forward to November.
Me too. Well,
I don't like the
November.
Summer.
Right. Well, I like September, October, so I said today, bring it on. Give it to me. I don't like the freezing cold, but I like November, October. I'm sorry, September, October. Well, let me try him again. Why don't you tell the folks about your movies that were just picked up? If none of you know, John is a great director. He does mainly horror, but he's so talented. He's multi-talented in doing all types of genres, and his comedy is just. I mean, if you don't laugh, you're crazy. But also, I'd like to say, I'm sorry, John, before you talk about your movies, I'd like to say a sad farewell to Valerie Harper. I mean, terrible, terrible. I mean, she gave up the good fight, and, you know, she was comfortable. That I know. She definitely was comfortable, and, you know, God bless her. God bless her. She was a major influence to all of us, and especially females, and, you know, her and Mary. Well, I shouldn't say Mary. Yeah, her name was Mary in real life, not Rhoda. But they're together again forever. So lovely. And, rest in peace. Rest in paradise, Valerie Hopper. We'll see you. So, all right, John, tell us about your movie. I tried
Okay, well, folks, as you know, Joanne might have told you, I make horror movies, and I was just scrolling through my inbox and my email today, and I get a notice saying, hey, you, if you join this new horror site, you're able to watch these movies for a special rate this month, and you get a yearly discount. So I just clicked on it, and would you know, there's all of my movies up on the site. I have my movie Abductions up there, Requiem for a Vampire, Black Ribbon, and The Haunting of Danbury House. And they also have a short series that I made. It was a web series. We did a takeoff on the ghost hunting shows. And what I noticed that when on all the ghost hunting shows, they never really had an all-female cast. So what I did is I got the idea to put a show together with an all-female ghost hunting team with a psychic medium, and I called it the Ghost Chicks. And I think we made like 3 or 4 episodes, and we tried to get it onto, you know, the big cable networks. And, of course, you know, they won't talk to anybody unless you have a high-powered, you know, attorney representing you or if you had an agent. And they kept saying, well, we can't look at anything unless we have Larry on the line, Joanne? We may have Larry on the line. But anyway, if you
Larry's
check it out,
on the
it's
line.
Just called... Okay, Larry's on the line. Okay, Larry, I'm just telling people about my movies that I found on a site called Binge Horror, BINGEHorror.com. So check it out. You get to see my movies and look up my name. And on Google, you see all my movies. So let's turn the show over now to Joanne and Larry. Okay, Joanne, take it away. Joanne, are you there? Well, maybe she's not there. I can go on and on about my movies, but you tuned in to hear about Larry. Are you there, Larry?
I'm here.
Can you hear me?
Okay, Joanne.
I hear you now.
Okay, you're coming along nice. Okay, go ahead. Take it away, Joanne.
Let me take this off. Hold on. I'm having some technical difficulties. Hold on. Bear with me.
Okay, yeah, because we can hardly hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, loud and clear. Oh, yeah.
Excellent. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Larry Chance, lead singer from the Earls, also known as Larry Chance and the Earls, and they were the pioneers of doo-wop. And Larry is from the Bronx. And Larry, how are you tonight, honey? Thank you for calling in. Good. We don't have a great connection, but we'll work it out. We'll work it out. So anyway, those who aren't familiar with the Earls, which I highly doubt because everybody on the show knows the oldies, and they did remember. Go ahead, Larry. Oh.
I forgot.
You forgot the words. They also had other hits. Never. Life is but a dream. Life is but a dream. Ba-da-da-da. And my favorite, Larry, I think I told you this, my favorite. And I have to say, my favorite is I Believe. And I wanted to ask you, you had a cancer bout in 2000. So did that song mean more to you when you were singing it after, you know, surviving cancer?
Absolutely.
Great. And if those who don't know that, I'm sorry, I have to sing them because we can't hook up the actual music. Larry, I think, liked when I sang it to him the other night. So every time I hear a newborn baby cry, oh, touch a leaf, oh, see the sky. My favorite song. That's what I saw when you had the scare with cancer, that song to me would have meant so much more. And God bless you for surviving. You know, it's horrible disease, and we're happy that you made it through. So anyway, Larry, tell us about, you're originally from Philadelphia. Now, Philadelphia, they also had a boom of doo-wop at the time. So did you try to do a doo-wop gig out there as well, or you waited till you got to New York to start?
No.
What? Oh man, Larry, we have a really bad connection.
Yeah, I think we better try calling him back, Joanne, because
Larry, I have to call you back because you're breaking up. I can't hear you. Can you hang on?
All right, call me back.
All right, give me 2 seconds. Hold on, hon. Hold on.
Okay, I'm gonna hang up.
Well,
call back.
That's what happens when you're on live radio. Sometimes it works. Yeah. Most of the times it works, but when it doesn't work, it's always right when you're right in the middle of a show
on
or
live
something.
Radio.
So we'll try it again. And
yep.
That's the beauty of coming to you live. So
yep.
we'll try
not
to get Larry
problem.
On the phone.
We can take care of this.
Oh,
we
good. So
this.
While Joanne is calling.
Bear with us.
You guys just give us a call at 646-478-0999 to talk to Larry or talk to me or talk to Joanne. Any questions? Any other filmmakers out there listening tonight? Any horror filmmakers? We've got some good stuff coming up, I think, in the fall. So we'll keep our eyes open for some new movies. But I haven't been impressed with any... You're back, okay.
Yes,
can we hear
and
Larry
now? Sounds much better. Larry, you on?
I'm here, sweetie.
Excellent.
Oh, you're
okay,
much
so
better.
The question,
much better.
Yes, the question was, you know, you're originally from Philadelphia. You're what, 16, 17? You're obviously a great singer. You love music. Did you try to do the doo-wop thing out there and it didn't happen, or did you start it in New York?
Well, when I was singing on the corners, my intention was just I wasn't thinking about a career. But when I got to New York, I started to not start a career.
Right, and you used to sing on the corners in New York, doing the street corner serenades, and you were actually found by someone singing outside a subway station. What song were you singing at the time?
One of many.
Now, which one do you think piqued his interest?
Probably Remember When, which was reworked to Remember Then.
Mm. Oh, so you didn't write Remember Then?
No, I didn't.
Oh, cool.
It was written by someone named Tony Powers and rewritten by someone named Stan Vincent, who also produced the recording.
Mm. Very nice, very nice. So now how old are you when this happens to you?
Probably around 20.
Oh, 20 at that time. Okay. All right. So, yeah, I thought you were still maybe a teenager. So everything takes off. And by the way, you were the best looking guy in the band. I have to say that in the group. And So who wrote most of the songs other than Remember Then?
Well, I wrote some. I wrote the flip side of Well, Looking for My Baby that we did in 1961.
Mm.
I wrote the follow-up to Remember Then, which was called Never.
Mm.
And I still write today.
Excellent.
All of our albums are memories.
Yeah, well, once you write, you know, you can't stop. But now you originally started out as the High Hatters. Now, what made you change your name? Was it something you wanted to do or the label wanted you to do? And how did
you
come
up with the name? Well, let me explain to you.
Yeah, I want to hear that.
Larry again?
Yeah, our intention was to get touches with tails and canes and hi-hats, but we couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
So each guy had a different name he wanted for the group. And I said, the only thing that's going to be fair is I'm going to open up a dictionary, put my finger in it, whatever it lands on, that's going to be the name of the group. And
oh,
it landed on the word Earl, nobleman of high rank. I said, that's it with the Earl.
That's it.
How it came about.
And now, why did you change your name to Chance? Figueredo.
Figueredo. I didn't change it. The record company gave me that name.
I kind of figured that.
What happened was we had the hit with Remember Then, Never No Chance. And Eyes was starting to climb the charts. And he said to me, come on, I have a song that Harry the Kane's called Promise or Anything But Give a Love. I want you to do a single. And
right.
I said, no, I want to stay with the group. He said, come on, take a chance. I said, no, I want to take a chance. I like that. Larry Chance. From now on, you're going to be Larry. And then the recordings began to play the Earls featuring Larry Chance.
Excellent. Yeah, you're also known as the Earls, Larry Chance with the Earls, yes.
Yes.
Now, you also went to school with Chubby Checker, Frankie Avalon and Danny Rapp from the Juniors.
Yeah, Chubby, I knew him as Ernest Evans, and he sat in front of me in homeroom.
How crazy is that? Oh my God!
It was very musical area.
So who got their break first? You, Chubby, Frankie, or Danny?
Oh, by the time I came to New York, they were stars.
Oh, they were already big. Okay, so. So did they help you out in any way, or no, you kind of had to...
No, in touch with years later, we had to work together.
I was going to ask if you worked together. Cool.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Harvey Rindell.
The classics, all classics.
I received a Hall of Fame.
Uh-huh.
And then wonderful to see him again.
Mm-hmm. Now, in the 70s and the 80s, you guys had like a resurgence and you became the most requested doo-wop group at the time. You think it's because Remember Then was kind of like an oldies anthem to everybody and, you know, like no matter.
Probably, you know, that song transcends time because If you're nostalgic, that's what we do. We remember then and remember when.
Exactly. Well, that's what we.
But
like
I don't remember
first.
How. I remember when, I remember then, but don't remember how.
You don't remember how what?
I don't remember how anything.
How it came about.
Oh God, it was a wonderful era, though. It really was.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
There were kids singing on every, you know, when I came to the Bronx, there were groups on every street corner.
Oh, I know.
My immediate area had Deanna the Belmonts, the Regents, Mellow Kings, the Tremonts. There were so many groups.
Right.
In that
and
area.
Now, when Donnie Powers, when he found you, he's the record label executive that found you from Rome Records in front of the subway. I was quite surprised. I mean, you guys had to pay for your own recording time? Oh, that's a little surprising to me.
Well, you know, it is what it was, you know.
Right, I know. Of course you went along with what they did, what they said, and, you know, to make it happen. But, I mean, if he wanted you, wouldn't you think that he would have paid for the recording time? I mean, but who cares? You know, it happened. I was just curious to know why he made you guys pay.
Well, all the contracts I've ever signed called, you had to pay for the studio, it came out of your money, and so did the musicians, and
right.
The way it is, you know.
Right, yep. So let's see. If anybody wants to give Larry a call, please give us a call at 646-478-0999. I'm sure he'd love to hear how much you love him. So you're still performing as well. And,
oh, yes.
And I believe you still have two original members in the band as well?
Most of my guys have been with me for many, many years.
Right, right.
Our second tenor and drummer, Bobby's with me 54 years.
Wow.
The bass player's new. He's with me probably about 36.
Wow.
So
wow.
We keep a happy ship.
Yep, it's a family. It's a happy family. And you guys
Absolutely.
Did, what year did you do Bandstand? Do you recall?
I would have done it 61, 62, and 63.
And each time was a different song, I guess, because each
yes.
year, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay. Who wrote I Believe?
It was written by, there were four writers on that one.
Did you have any input on it?
No, I had no input. No.
Mm. I mean, it's just an amazing song. I mean, choirs and churches do it all the time.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's an old standard.
Yeah. I saw the Newark Symphony Choir do it with Sissy Houston.
Huh?
And they were doing it, and
Elvis did it.
Yeah,
Frankie Lane did it. So many have done it.
But you know what? Yours is the best. Yours is the best.
Thank you.
It really is. I remember when I was younger. I mean, in my house, all that was playing was CBS FM 101 for folks on the East Coast. That was the oldie station here, with Cousin Bruce. And that song, when that song came on, it gave me chills and. I just loved it from then on, and I just loved it. So, but what else did I want to ask you? I wanted to ask you about the remake. They did a disco version of Tonight, and I never heard that before. How did that do on the charts?
It got great reviews. That one I remember well. It was a Billboard Spotlight single. Cashbox Pick of the Week.
Wow.
California Disco Association called it Hottest Record of the Month. Blows my hat off.
Wow.
And I think because of the stigma of being a doo-wop group.
Right. Yeah, because I never heard that. And I was like, oh, wow, that's cool. And,
yeah, it swings.
Yeah, I'm sure they did some major disco tweaking to it to make it sound for the time at the time.
Yeah, well, we did a lot of disco music.
Yeah. Now, the Elvis song, He's Alive, I never heard that, which I'm surprised.
That's original.
Yeah, I know. And
yeah.
How did that one do on the charts? I mean, maybe on the country charts it did well?
No, it did nothing.
Really? But you did release a country album as well, right?
Yes.
And how'd that one do?
Not well.
No, you know why?
The country artists were a doo-wop group. Yeah.
Right, right, because you got the doo-wop thing going for you. Now,
yep.
You know, that's never going to leave you.
So it's wonderful on one hand, and on the other it hurts.
Right, right. It's a blessing and a curse, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And I didn't know that you guys performed in the movie Bronx Tale.
Well, we didn't, but our song did.
Oh, I thought you actually did like a street corner thing. Okay, because I don't
know. No, but our song was in it. The theme song, Streets of the Bronx was our song originally.
Yeah, yeah.
And we did it up-tempo, and they did it as a ballad for the film.
Oh, wow.
It was our song, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know that at all because I don't recall hearing Remember Then or anything,
yeah.
You know. So
the new album has two original songs about the Bronx.
Right, right. Cool. Excellent. And let's see where we are. So tell us now did you tell me you have a new album out right now?
Yes.
What's the name of it?
From the Heart.
And is it all originals or is it a compilation of some old stuff or?
No, it's all new.
Oh, excellent. Who wrote the songs on
it? In fact, I'll tell you what. If we can do this again next week.
Yeah.
I'll send you a copy so you can have it for next week.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great.
I think I may lose you soon with the cell phone.
Yeah, I know. The connection wasn't good. So, you know, but it sounds better now. I guess you're at a Labor Day party or are you working today?
No, my friend Jimmy Sturr, I don't know if you know who he is. He's the Polka King. He's got 18 Grammys. And his band was working today. And I came to do a number with them. And that's where I am. I'm in a little town called Pine Island, New York.
Oh,
and
wow.
And the signal isn't great.
Oh, wow. Excellent. Excellent. So now the songs on the album, is there a specific type of genre you're doing? What is it, doo-wop? What is it, tempo? Is it more ballads?
It's a lot of ballads. I've always loved ballads.
Yeah.
Some original songs, some ballads, remakes, and as I said, I'll send you a copy, and if you like, we'll talk about it next week.
Yeah, I'll send you my address if you want. I'll contact you. I'll send out my address.
Yes, text me.
Yes, I will. I will.
All right.
So, and where can people get that?
Amazon, iTunes, CD Baby, or at our website, LarryChanceandTheEarls.com.
Cool. Any upcoming gigs coming up in the East?
Always.
Coast?
Always.
You're the hardest working man in show business now.
I try to be.
Yeah.
I still love it.
Yeah. Listen, let me ask you this before we have to run. If you weren't singing, what do you think your occupation would have been?
Probably a comic.
A comic.
Yeah, I love to make people laugh.
Oh, you definitely have made me laugh tonight. That's for sure. But
it'll be better next week.
Okay, well, we'll try and get you in for next Sunday. How's that?
All right, Joe. That sounds wonderful.
All right, well, thank you for calling, Larry. It was a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you so much.
All right, my darling. Thank you for having me.
Take care. I'll keep you in touch. Okay.
All right. I'll send that out on Monday. Just
thank you very much.
Text me the address. All right, dear.
Thank you.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, hon. Well, hold on one second. I got to get rid of Larry. Hold on.
All right. Larry.
I think we lost him.
Larry's
there we
gone.
Go. You there, John?
Okay. Yeah, his
yeah,
signal
my,
was
my,
terrible,
you
could tell.
Yeah, I know. Unfortunately, we had to cut it short. I was also having tech problems with my microphone. I don't know why nobody could hear me. That was pretty weird. I think I connected it incorrectly. I don't know. So, anyway. So unfortunately, folks, I apologize. Larry had to run, and with the connection we had, I guess it was kind of a good thing because, you know, if you can't hear what he's saying, it really doesn't matter anyway. So, wanted to say happy Labor Day to everybody again and hope you're all enjoying your day off and tomorrow enjoy your day off. And Wednesday, we're going to have a great guest for you guys on Wednesday. We'll find out more information about Hamilton Radio and let you know where you could listen to us there. And we'll put it up on our website. Yes, John?
Well, I was just going to say, and maybe the people can get some questions ready for Larry next Sunday when we can understand what he's saying, which would be pretty good. And you'll be able to listen to his album at least.
right. I know. Oh, my goodness. I know. Well, I tried calling them. It was hard to even get in touch with them. I couldn't get them to pick up the phone, unfortunately. So that's why I was late. And I don't know what's
wrong.
You had me
sweating here, Joanne. I was like, what am I going to talk to?
Oh, I was getting a little nervous myself. I'm like, uh-oh, what is John and I going to talk about tonight?
Well,
I know we love each other, but we can't talk that much.
Not that everyone wants to hear anyway. But,
no, but tell me about the movies real quick, because I saw your post. But where are they available now?
Oh, it's just funny because I get an email, like, you know, a junk email in my inbox, and I look at it, it says Binge, B-I-N-G-E, horror. And I go, what the hell is this? Mm. And I look at it, and as soon as I click on the thing, I go, there's my movies. apparently, the distributor, he has contacts with a bunch of different networks, like on Roku and, you know, Amazon and iTunes. And all these places, and he's able to put my movies up there for people to watch. But it was just like, you know, a shock to see, you know, all my stuff up there, you know, for pay-per-view. It was a nice surprise.
Well, Bloodbath is available all over.
Well, I'm sure it is, but that's not one of mine. Mine is Bigfoot Blood Trap. You always get
No, I always
blood
say Bloodbath. What the hell is wrong with me? Bigfoot Blood Trap is doing very well, and that's available in stores.
Amazon, all the stores, all the video stores, if there are any left that you can find. But mostly now everyone is downloading it and watching it on their computer or on their phone, which is a shame because it was made for the big screen with all the blood and gore and everything in it. Yeah.
Well, if anybody's interested in one. If anybody's interested in your movies, we should put them up on the site and see if they want to purchase them off the site if you'd like.
And I don't know if anybody knows this about Joanne Barton too, but she's an absolute fabulous singer, and she's got a bunch of CDs out there. I'll tell you how I found her. I made some movies with some questionable people way back when. And she was on the soundtrack to it. I go, who the hell is this singing? Because this is the best singer I've ever heard. She was fantastic.
Oh, God. You must have been drinking that day.
Yeah, a little LSD.
You were hanging out with Mike from Woodstock days.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't find her. And then eventually I gave up. And then one day I see someone named Joanne Barton as a co-host of another radio show, and I can't,
which we won't discuss.
So I contacted the person on that show, and I said, "Is this a Joanne Barton who was a singer?" He goes, "Nah, no, it's not a different person." I go, "It can't be a different person. It looks just like it. She has the same beauty marks in the same spots. It has to be her."
God.
And then eventually, I found out it was her. But she has some fantastic stuff out there, and I mean, she's better than most of the people who are out there singing and getting paid for doing it, and I think she should be out there.
Wow, thanks, John. That's very nice.
No, it's true because you do. I mean, you have a love for the music, but you're also a very talented performer and singer. And she did appear in a couple of movies.
It's been a long time since I rock and rolled. It's been a long time since I rock and rolled.
Yeah, but still, you still got it in you, and. You know, that just
no, it's still right. I got plenty of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, but you got to perform because that's where the fun is.
That's
performing.
That's
but if
the fun. Yeah.
If you guys could pick up her CDs, I don't know if she has them for sale, or maybe we could put them on the website for sale. You'll be very surprised at how great her stuff is. It's amazing.
Well, honestly, the only one, I don't have my website up anymore. I took that down, and the the only song that I have up available for sale right now is my tribute to September 11th. It's called Ordinary Day. And I will probably, if it's okay with John and our audience, hopefully be able to play it for you guys here on September 11th if we're on the air. If not, I don't know what that day falls on this year. Maybe for those who haven't heard it, if you're interested in it, it really is one of the best things I've ever written. And I only listen to it once a year. That is September 11th. And it was my way of contributing to the to helping people. And part of the funds are donated. Purchases are donated to Safe Horizons. And basically, they are people who give money to people who have been affected by September 11th. Their families and whatnot, and it helps them out, and I'm more than happy to do it. And like I said, if you want to look for it, it's Joanne Barton, B-A-R-T-O-N. The name of the song is Ordinary Day, because it was an ordinary day up until some mad assholes decided to fuck our lives up. But anyway, mine anyway. And you could get it on iTunes, Spotify, I mean, wherever you want to go. It's there. Anywhere online, it's there. And I don't think it's expensive. I have no idea. I don't know what it is.
Now, Joanne, let me ask you this, because maybe our audience doesn't know either. Now, I found you when you were basically, you know, singing professionally. But how did you start? Because I knew you grew up in, what, the Harrison area in New Jersey, or Kearney area?
Well, believe it or not, it was so weird. I mean, I think I wrote my first poem when I was like 8 or 9 years old. And one day, one came out with a melody. And ever since then, I haven't been able to write a poem since. It's all songs. Whenever I write, it's a song now. It's not a poem anymore. And,
when did you start doing it, Joanne?
When did I start singing professionally?
Did you start, like, in high school, in bands? Did you audition for other bands, or how did that start?
I was a secret music lover my whole life. I was kind of a loner, too. I mean, I had lots of friends, but kept to myself inside as well. But, you know, I used to write other things as well. I was writing stories. I was writing music. About the time, I'm 54, so at that time, the legal age limit was 18. So once I turned 18, I was allowed to go in the bars and the clubs. So I started auditioning. Actually, I auditioned for one band, and we had a great band. It was called Tantrum, and great guitar player, Johnny Perrone. Unfortunately, we lost him, and had he been around, I definitely would have taken him with me all the way, because he was just phenomenal, and what a guy. Oh, great father. Oh, my God, wonderful guy. Then we also had bass Jerry Perrone, no relation, believe it or not, and he was a great bassist, and Ed was our drummer, and believe it or not, we played together for, I don't know, 5 years maybe, and I never knew his last name. All I knew, it was Polish, and it ended in ski, so I called him Ed Ski, so to this day, I still don't know the guy's name. And we were close, you know, we were a close-knit group, you know. So the name of the band was Tantrum. I stuck with them. And then, unfortunately, after Johnny passed, we kept the band alive, and we got new members. Wonderful, another fantastic guitarist, Phil Cangelosi. He's down in Florida now. He was fantastic. And Jerry stayed on as the bassist. And then we got a keyboard player into the mix. And Ernie Welter, who's a fantastic drummer, still playing, and he plays like every night down in Texas. And we were still playing out, but it just wasn't the same without Johnny, you know? It just wasn't the same.
Yeah.
And one day there was an ad in the paper, of all papers, a small local paper in town. I grew up in Harrison, a small town. And the paper there is very small. It's the Observer, and it's, you know, it's, it goes to a lot of people, but, you know, it's a small town paper. And there was an ad in there looking for a vocalist, and I was like, this got to be bullshit. It's got to be, you know. I mean, in my paper, looking for a vocalist. So I called, I checked it out, blah, blah, blah. Turned out I meet the guy, and, you know, I did, like Larry said, I did exactly everything he said. Not everything was great, but I did it. And he made me do things that I didn't want to do, but I did them because he was in charge. And, you know, it just kills me that the music that could have been released at the time, had he let me write what I wanted to write, because basically he would give me a title and then I'd write the song, or, you know, I just presented songs and we used those. And so that band remained, Phil, myself, and the keyboardist, Frank Terzi was the keyboardist. So they agreed to come along, and they did. And we did our first album. I think it was called Barton. I don't remember. We're talking a long time ago. And so he wanted to be eclectic. Unfortunately, in the industry, they didn't want, the labels didn't want, not eclectic, but he wanted a variety of different styles on a CD. And labels didn't want that. They didn't want that. So honestly, I think he ruined my career in the beginning. I mean, he did a lot for me, but I think he ruined, you know, what could have been. You know what I mean? And with the labels anyway, because they thought the music was a little out there, you know, the songs. But, I mean, they were all good songs, don't get me wrong, but nothing that was commercial enough to be a hit, you know. And it's like, well, why bother if you're not going to be commercial? You know what I mean? So yeah. Then we did a few more albums. I moved on from the guys. We had some disagreements. Moved on from the guys. I met, not that I met, but one of my longtime friends from high school. Actually, we dated for a short time in grammar school, Vincent Sinardo. He's a multi-talented player. He plays every instrument. And he worked on a song for us, which was great, but unfortunately, the manager at the time did something shady, and I didn't appreciate that. And then I met another great guy, Richard Betancourt, who was another multi-talented musician who played everything. And basically, I would give the melodies, the lyrics, I'd sing them, they'd give the drum track and tell them what I heard, what kind of music I was hearing, and that's what we played. And you know, people have said to me they've never heard of songwriting that way, and they can't believe that I do it that way, but it works. And so unfortunately, Richie, he also passed on. He was in a terrible car accident, and what a great talent to lose. And then with the help of my producer in the studio, Max Casanova, who's been with me from day one, another fantastic guy from Clear Cut Recording. He helped me with other musicians and hooked me up. And, you know, basically, whenever you hear a CD of mine, it's usually one person playing all those instruments, believe it or not. And the background vocals are all me. And, you know, and then I've just basically been writing and waiting to get another CD out. I think it was 4 years ago, I released Sticks and Stones. It was a CD written for kids who were being bullied. They were regular songs, just letting people know it's going to be okay. And I worked with Vinny on that album, Vinny Sinardo. And prior to that, my biggest, I think, and most popular CD was Pop in Circumstances. I did that one all on my own, produced it, executive produced it, wrote everything on it. And It had great commercial songs on it, and Weekend was number one song across the country at the time, and it was ready to, I was ready to tour, and unfortunately September 11th happened, and it changed everything for me, and I wound up getting sick as well, also having two kids, so I kind of put the touring thing on side. And also at that time, I wrote the tribute for September 11th, the song Ordinary Day. Oh, my God. And wrote a song for Ellen DeGeneres called Be Kind, because she's always so wonderful. Let's see. And I've got some stuff in the can now that is really, really good, and I'm dying to get to do it. And Vinny and I are going to get together, and we're going to work on that one. And it's going to be a Sonardo Barton production, and I can't wait to do it. Unfortunately, things have been a little nuts lately, so as soon as we can get together, we're going to do that, and I can't wait to release it. Oh, and since we're talking about me, I'm supposed to do a duet, an Italian duet that'll be released in Italy, two songs, and I can't wait for that. It's just a matter of time, John. You know, it's like it's never the right time or place, you know, and it's just been hard to do it with everything going on, you know, so.
Well,
and
I have to get one of those songs, or maybe two of those songs, for my new movie called Demon Board, which is going to start filming probably in December, January, because I got to have some snow on the ground for some scenes. So
yeah.
I hope you can give me a couple
of
songs.
You're welcome to anything you want. You're welcome to anything you want. If you want, I can write something new for you if you need to. Give me a title. That's the way
I
work. Give me a title.
Oh,
what's Demon Board about?
Let
people know what Demon Board's about.
Well, I like to go antiquing, and I found this old Ouija board at this antique store in Pennsylvania. And the guy really didn't have any information on it except that he assured me it was over 100 and something years old. So I took it home, and, you know, I wanted to do a little experiment with it. I put a shot glass on top of the board, and I put my little Nest Cam, which is a camera that records everything, you know, people stealing packages and all that stuff. But I used it. I put it, right under the Ouija board. And wouldn't you know, the glass, I got it moving, not a lot, but enough to make it, you could see it moving across the board, okay,
did
on
it
the,
scare
on
the
camera.
Out of you?
Yeah, well, I went back to the the dealer, the antique dealer, and I said, I said, what the hell is this? So we did some research. And apparently it belonged to a person in Pennsylvania in the town of, I think it's York Township, Pennsylvania. And this guy was murdered for putting a spell on somebody, and they burned down this house and everything. So I found out that it was a true story, and then we tried to figure out, was this board actually his? And as it stands now, people say, yes, it was his. People say, no, it wasn't his. So we tracked it down from that shop. The shop where originally bought it was a store on the main street in York, Pennsylvania, York Township, Pennsylvania, that went out of business in the 70s. They went out of business in the 70s. So what we did, we have no other reference to it. And we're just we're going to make a movie based on that. But, you know, it's going to be, based on true facts, true events. And I'll be posting some more stuff with the Ouija board. I'm going to put another, shot glass on it and just let some things happen to it. We did get orbs and stuff coming out of the shot glass on a couple of, nights that we had to set up. But we didn't get the moving yet. So if we get more moving, it'll be interesting. But, you know, people are telling me I should burn it. People say burn it. Other people say don't burn it. You release the spirits. You know, you got to bury it. You got to do this. And the funny thing is I put it out in the trash to be picked up because people said throw it away. So I put it in the garbage can, and I go to bring up my garbage cans, you know, that night, and I see a note on a Burger King bag written in pencil. Like it's from Jimmy the garbage man, and he says he doesn't want this crap on his truck. So he put it back in the can. So,
the haunted Ouija board. Wow.
So that's
story.
Yeah, the movie's called Demon Board, and it'll be pretty exciting and fun. So that's what we'll be up to.
Excellent. Well, folks, we have to apologize for the show tonight. Like we said, it's live. Anything can happen. And unfortunately, we had a very bad connection with Larry, and he wants to call in
hey,
next
Joanne.
Week.
We have a caller on the, we have a caller on there. Let's see who this caller is.
Uh-oh.
Hey, caller. Caller, you on the line?
Hi, how are you?
Hello. Good.
Hello,
what's your name?
Welcome to the show.
Thanks, it's Jennifer. How are you?
Oh, it's
Hi, Jennifer.
Long time no hear. Where you been?
Oh, I've been super busy, and I almost missed you again, but I just made it.
Well, you missed the show anyway. Our guest, Larry Chance from the Earls, we had a bad connection with him, and we had to go. So basically, we're just talking about ourselves because we love ourselves so much.
Well, I heard you talking all about yourself.
Yeah, well, John did himself, and so I'm doing me.
I know. I was calling in to say what my favorite Joanne Barton stuff was.
Oh, what is it?
All right. So my favorite songs are 4th of July.
That's actually written about a childhood friend named Marie Carr who passed away on the 4th of July. And had, if you listen to the song, those out there who haven't heard it, if you listen to the song, you'll see that it was somebody who was reaching out and nobody knew, you know, that she really... you know, could have used some help. And we didn't know that. And basically the song is Wish You Would Have Told Us Before the 4th of July. And, you know, and that's that. But it is a sad song. Thank you.
Yep, but beautiful song for a beautiful person. And
thank
also
you.
Plymouth.
Ah, we had a good run in Plymouth, Pennsylvania with that one.
I really feel like Plymouth could have been that commercial pop song that if the radio would have got it, I feel like everyone would have loved it.
Yeah, it's a good song.
No, unfortunately, I wasn't doing the promotions at the time. I mean, you know, I just had to, I wasn't allowed to speak, so I tried, believe me. But anyway, so any other faves?
I do like, I'm trying to think, Generation X. I think that's a fun one, too.
You know, like Weekend, that was the popular one. You know, like Weekend?
I love Weekend, but that's what you said, that like Weekend was like your big hit, but I'm just saying you're more obscure stuff.
Oh, Well, thank you very much. Oh, John, by
I'm
the way,
I'm a huge
Jennifer,
fan, so I love it all.
I know. Jennifer was also in some horror movies as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
which one,
she was in...
I was in the Ironbound Vampire.
Oh, which one did you play? Which one did you play?
I was Nikki.
What part? Mickey, okay.
And she also played the girl in my music video, Keeping Secret.
Okay.
Yeah,
now,
I was
a
vampire who jumped out the window.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, my
Mickey...
manager...
Was Mickey
done.
The girl, or the daughter of the person that the story was written about, the writer? Was that Mickey? Who was? Oh, you were Nikki, the little girl who had to get the stuff of the vampire, right? Is that right?
Yeah, I was like the vampire boss. So.
Okay. I remember. Yeah.
At the end, they were trying to turn me into a vampire, but.
Yeah,
it was to be determined if that ever happened.
Yeah, unfortunately, my manager at the time was heavily into vampires, and so that's why the theme behind Keeping Secrets was a vampire theme. I wasn't happy about it, but I did what I had to do. I wasn't happy about a lot of things.
You like that tequila, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. You know, John, when you do movies and shit, you use props. I used real tequila for this video. Oh, my God. By the time the end of the video, oh, my God. I was gone. I was like, oh, smoking a cigarette. Oh, it was fun. I don't know if you ever saw the videos, John.
Oh, Ironbound Vampire? Yes, I did. Yep.
No, the music videos to the song.
I don't know. I seen the Sandman video. Is that what was
oh, that
one
was,
of them, right?
That was, yeah, that was ridiculous. But anyway, yeah, I think Plymouth was in that song. Yeah, I mean Plymouth was in that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plymouth
but Plymouth was really good. Like, I'm serious. Mm. Like, I really, really like Plymouth. Like, I think Plymouth could be on the radio.
Mm. Well, my new stuff is definitely radio. Definitely for the radio. I can't wait for Vinny and I to get together and start banging the stuff out. But unfortunately, time is not something I have a luxury of these days. So, but. Anyway, so what are you doing for Labor Day weekend, Jennifer?
I am relaxing. I am relaxing from all my labor.
Mm. Yeah, I'm trying to do that too. But anyway.
It's been a crazy week.
But,
worked 50 hours,
yeah.
Just trying to chill. But I keep missing you guys. I just want to call in and say hey. And I'm so happy
well,
that you guys
you.
Got picked up by Hamilton Radio. It's awesome.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Congrats.
We're happy to. Yeah, we're happy to. We've got some sponsors
good.
Coming our way, and we just got to sit tight and wait till we hear back from them. And, you know, things are going well for the show. And unfortunately, I had told people to see what they were missing on the show, and the show didn't happen tonight because we had a bad connection. But there you go, live radio. Right, John?
That's right. Yep. Can't
well,
can't
are you guys gonna? Are you guys gonna do more like 80s people or like 90s people or?
Yes, yes, we're gonna be getting some new guests. We're gonna have Boston on.
Cool.
Oh God, I get a bunch of people, possibly the Zombies. I know they're not 80s, but you know we're working on it and we're getting there. You know.
What about them New Kids?
Oh, that was when they were in town, and unfortunately, they couldn't spare the time for us at the time.
It didn't work
out. So it's possible we may have Hart or Joan Jett on. I think they're playing the 27th. I'm not sure. Yeah, if you guys are interested, check out Prudential's website. There's some great concerts coming up this month. Definitely the Hart and Joan Jett. Can't wait for that one.
Awesome.
Celine Dion, if you're a Celine Dion fan. God, I can't recall off the top of my head. I didn't know I was going to be doing that. And
well, if you guys get Celine Dion, that's pretty awesome.
No. We're not going to get her on. However, we are going to have a special guest on to discuss Jackie Wilson getting his Hollywood Walk of Fame, his star on the Walk of Fame. We were going to have his wife wanted to do the show, but she passed away, unfortunately, last weekend. So now we're waiting to hear who they want to put on, and I think he gets his star on the 7th, so we got to work on seeing who the heck is coming. So trust me, if it's the person that I think we're going to get, you're going to like it. She's from the 80s, so. And,
I think you guys should get Rick Springfield.
Yeah, well, we're getting there. I can only do one thing at a time, darling.
We're coming down to the end of our show, Joanne, so I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. And thank you, Jennifer, for calling in.
Yes, thank you very much.
No problem. I've missed you guys.
Sorry, I
haven't called in.
And sorry I bored anybody with my background.
And I think we're going to have Larry next Sunday, right, if we get him back?
Well, we'll see. We'll see, because I have other people possibly on a schedule. So, Larry, we might have to have him a different day because we got other people booked. Unfortunately, I can't see the names yet because I don't know exactly which days they want to do.
Right. Okay, well,
you know,
thank you, everybody, for listening to us tonight and putting up with our talks. And then
bullshit.
We'll see you... pretty soon.
Wednesday
check out
night.
Our website.
We'll announce yep. John revamped the website today.
So check it out, and you'll get to listen to all the past shows. There's a button on the top. You just click, and you listen to all the old shows, and then check it out for the new upcoming guests, too. Okie doke.
Absolutely.
Good night,
thank you, everybody. Jen, thank
sounds
you.
Sounds good.
Thank you,
bye-bye
Jen.
Now.
Everybody have a happy Labor Day. John, thank you, honey. Have a good night.
Bye-bye now.
Bye, all.